Maine student tests positive for COVID-19, and Canada relaxes border restrictions for residents of the Southeast Alaska town of Hyder. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. A Haines High School student tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. KHNS's Claire Strempel has more.
The Haines student who tested positive for the coronavirus was already observing a quarantine when their results came in.
The high school student was not in our building during a contagious period. So fortunately for us, that means that doesn't pose a threat to our school.
District Superintendent Roy Getchell says it won't be necessary to close school.
If this student had been in the facility during that contagious period, that's an immediate closure, and then that's a reassessment from there.
He says there will be no change in school protocols. Superintendent Getchell, a doctor and nurse from Southeast Alaska Health Consortium, a state public health nurse, the school principal, the school board chair, and a school staff representative were involved in the decision. Getchell called on the community to work together and be vigilant against the spread of COVID-19.
You know, we're going to understand that there's differences, but at the school, we rally around this together and we support each other. And I really appreciate that. And I do think the mental health and the safety and well-being of each one of our community members and students is critically important as well.
He added that the state public health department would begin contact tracing Tuesday to find the origin of the infection or notify any close contacts that could have been exposed to the coronavirus. Search reports there have been 10 COVID-19 cases in Haines. 2 are active. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
5 months have passed since the Haynesboro Assembly fired former borough manager Deborah Schnabel. The borough has yet to post a job advertisement for the position. The newly elected mayor and assembly have been tasked with finding the next manager. In October, the borough manager's job description was updated based on recommendations from the assembly's personnel committee. The committee's chair, Paul Rogers, says they tried to clarify the manager's relationship with the assembly.
There has been conflict in the past, and I've talked with other assembly members from previous assemblies, and there was a need to fix the written documents that related to the relationship between the assembly and the manager, and we made an effort to do that.
Before Schnabel was fired, Rogers cited communication issues and an unwillingness to take direction from the assembly as reasons to dismiss her. Numerous residents criticized the decision to fire Schnabel during public meetings before and after her dismissal. In June, the assembly scheduled a town hall meeting to gather community input about the role of the borough manager. That meeting has been postponed twice. Mayor Douglas Olrud was elected last month. He says he is still willing to have a community discussion about the role of the manager.
If the assembly still believes that we need to have a town hall, I'd be more than happy to facilitate that meeting and get as much input as we can as we move forward with the process. But that'll be a decision that has to be made by the full assembly and if that's something that they still want to do.
Olrud notes that the responsibilities of the borough manager are already spelled out in the borough's charter, but he recognizes that some people may interpret them differently. He says that it will be important that the borough clearly defines expectations during the search for a new manager.
I think that's a discussion that needs to be that needs to take place with the full assembly, the mayor, and any manager candidates that we're talking about. So there aren't any surprises as we start dealing with a new manager about what the roles are.
Haynesboro Clerk Aleka Fullerton has been filling in as the interim manager until a replacement is found. She has not been directed by the assembly to start advertising for the position yet. Rogers says that the previous assembly did not advertise the position in part because of the recent municipal election.
Most of the assembly members felt that it wasn't critical to push forward with advertising and stuff until after the election. So now we're past it, so we can get moving again and we can get this process going forward.
Rogers says the personnel committee will discuss the process for selecting a new manager at its meeting on November 24th. Mayor Olrud said he planned to meet with the borough clerk to discuss hiring a new manager and put it on the agenda for the next assembly meeting. Canada has relaxed border restrictions for residents in Hyder. That's the Southeast Alaska enclave whose only road out runs through British Columbia. The tiny town's 60-odd residents have been chafing under COVID-19 travel restrictions that have left them largely cut off from their Canadian neighbors since March. But on October 30th, the Canadian government announced a number of exceptions to strict 14-day quarantine rules for a number of border towns, including Hyder, which is separated from the rest of Alaska by mountain peaks and open water.
There is a lot more freedom of movement across the border, but it is not completely open for locals to go back and forth.
Jennifer Jean is a Hyder resident and co-chair of a cross-border committee spearheading the effort to reopen the border. She says crossings will be limited for necessities like groceries, fuel, firewood, or helping out family members in need. Recreation and socializing don't qualify.
We were really looking forward to just the freedom of movement back and forth and open border like we used to enjoy before COVID. But the reality is we are living in a pandemic, and the concessions that have been put in place have allowed the freedom of movement that is necessary.
But Hyder's handful of school-aged children should be able to attend classes in Canada. Their Alaska school closed this year due to low enrollment, and they'd planned to enroll in neighboring Stewart, BC. The quarantine rule blocked that just days before the opening of the fall semester. The new rules give permission to Hyder's students to cross the border to attend class in Canada, provided they obtain permission from local authorities. The polls opened for Election Day at 7 a.m. this morning. Voters have until 8 p.m. to cast their ballots. Haines residents living in the townsite, Lutac, and Mud Bay can vote at the ANB/ANS hall at the corner of Willard Street and First Avenue. The polling location for Upper Valley residents is at the Klaheeny Valley Fire Department. Voting in Klukwan takes place at the Alaska Native Sisterhood Hall, and Skagway voters can cast their ballots at City Hall. KHNS will provide live election coverage starting tonight at 6 p.m. Definitive results of the election may not be available until a few days from now. At least 120,000 ballots statewide will not be counted until November 10th. Those are absentee ballots, questioned ballots, and early ballots casted from October 30th through Election Day. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.